So they're not separate, but it's two ways to look at the workings of karma. So there's the immediate application of karma in the immediate aftermath of an event, an action. So what happens when we perform, when we do something that's either skillful or unskillful? Is there an immediate response? This is what the Dhammapada is telling us. And it would imply that there's a, what the Dhammapada is saying is there's an immediate sense of remorse or clear conscience, rejoicing, delight. So we can look at, well, do we experience that? It's saying that, do we have, if we've been unskillful, do we have an immediate natural response of free or apatrapya? Or do we have the opposite when we've been skillful? Do we have a sense of clearness, clarity, delight, gladness, clear conscience? And then there's looking further into the future in terms of how our actions play themselves out. So traditionally it would be seen as a future becoming. But we can see it just as a, we tend to see it more as a continual process that's happening, that's unfolding. It's as though sometimes a model that we can use is as though we're a bundle of samskaras. Bhante said we're a bundle of habits, and a lot of them are bad habits. So we could see ourselves as essentially a kind of momentum, and it's been gathering steam for a long time, and it's got lots and lots of threads to it. So it's as though we're this collection of multicoloured threads, and some are thicker than others. And we're, if you cut through this rope, which is made up of all these threads at any one point, you'd see a particular slice of what we are at that time. And effectively, that's kind of what happens when we die, is that whatever we, our collection of samskaras is at that point, is still what's driving on into the future. But it's an ongoing process, it's not something that just happens at death, it's not something that just takes shape in a future birth. We're always recreating ourselves, we're always re-becoming. So is this our experience? Are these two aspects of the unfolding of karma and karma vipaka, is this what actually happens if we look at our experience? So how do we feel if we've, something has happened, probably something painful, and we've responded with anger? Just think how we feel. Or how do we feel if something has happened and we've responded with empathy? How do we feel if we've responded with generosity, or how do we feel if we've responded with a tighter, more self-oriented response? How do we feel if we've, when we've been mindful and we've been sensitive, and when we've not? So that's like the immediate experience of skillfulness or unskillfulness. And in terms of looking a bit longer into the future, well, we can look back and think, well, how have we changed over the years? And do we get a sense of our practice having influenced that change? Sometimes it's easier to look at other people and think, how have they changed and how are they changing? So it can be quite hard to see our own process of change. 5 or 6 years ago, we had a couple of retreats for women who'd been ordained for 10 years or more. And one of the first things we did was ask ourselves, did we think we were any nearer to stream entry than we had been when we were ordained? And everybody said yes. And it was very marked. It was as though with 10 years, with 10 years practice, it was a long enough period of time to look and have some kind of that kind of perspective and see the effect of our practice. And I felt it was very, very affirming, because you can doubt it in the short term, and you can sometimes despair that you've made any progress, but actually if you look back and have that kind of perspective, you can see that Well, hopefully you can see that your practice has had an effect. And that we have changed. And in our experience, again, to see whether our experience bears out the law of karma, sometimes it can be hard to understand how karma works, because it can seem as though, sometimes it can seem as though people get away with it, or they're lucky. But the law of karma, one of the explanations of how it works is that karma will always, your vipaka will always take effect, but you don't know when. But it's there. It's as though a seed has been sown. Every time we act, another seed has been added on one side or the other. And the theory is that, well, different karma, different vipakas will kick into effect at different times. And there's a whole theory behind the relative priority of karma taking effect. Apparently, what's most likely to happen is that weighty karma, so something that's a big karmic consequence, is likely to have priority. And then if we've just died, or it's like the most recent karma, so what's very fresh will be having an effect. And then there's habitual karma, which is worth bearing in mind, which is that all those little things that we do, which seem so insignificant but actually add up over a long period of time, habitual karma has an effect. And finally, there's the catch-all of residual karma. So we don't know exactly when things are going to have an effect.